The major record labels have filed suit against 261 individual computer users for making music available for free on the internet. The Labels Trade Association announced the lawsuits yesterday, and an amnesty for internet file traders. NPR's Rick Carr joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Who's been hit with the lawsuits?
Well, we don't really know yet, Bob. They've been filed in federal courts across the country. The Boston Globe, for instance, is reporting this morning that about 60 of them have been filed in the Boston area, although the Globe only had the name of one of those individuals. The rest of the lawsuits weren't available yet. That still leaves 201 others across the rest of the country, though, and I'm sure we'll find out over the course of the day today where those have been filed.
Now, what are the possible penalties?
Well, federal law specifies that the fines could be anywhere from $750 per song to $150,000 per song. So if you do the math, that's anywhere between $750,000 to well into the tens of millions of dollars. But most of the people who've been hit with lawsuits so far by the RIAA have settled out of court, and yesterday the president of the Record Industry Trade Group, the RIAA, said that most people have been settling for around $3,000.
But there's also amnesty.
Yeah, you can sign a form, you can download a form on the internet, sign a form that says you're going to get rid of all of the MP3 files that you've downloaded, get rid of all of the CDs you've burned of that music, and that you'll never again use a peer-to-peer file trading program to share music on the internet. You have to sign it, notarize it, and send it into the Record Industry Trade Group.
And that's if you've downloaded less than 1,000, I suppose.
Yeah, if you haven't been hit with a lawsuit, if you're one of these 261 people, you're out of luck.
No amnesty for them yet.
No amnesty at all for them.
Have the industry's efforts so far been cutting down on the lifting of music off the internet?
It's a little hard to say, actually. There are companies that track how much traffic goes across this network when people use these programs, Kazaa, Morpheus, Grokster, all the different descendants of Napster. Those companies were reporting that traffic on these networks was down over the course of the summer, in some cases around 20% or so, but the traffic always seems to go down in the summer when students are home from school and not using broadband connections at school. Students I've spoken to recently at New York University said a lot of them had stopped using these programs, but they said it's because they make their computers crash, not because they're afraid of lawsuits.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome, Bob.
NPR's Rick Carr in New York.